What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And turning to the immigration refugee crisis all over the world, and they're now saying that the Ninth Circuit Court will release their ruling on Trump's travel moratorium by 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Trying to build the suspense, I guess. I don't know. Over in Germany, Angela Merkel is planning on spending billions of the German taxpayers' marks, or euros actually, on foreign aid, even though she's having to deal with a 70 billion pound migrant bill. These refugees and migrants are costing these countries a huge amount of money. Now, I saw a piece of propaganda coming on out about how the refugees and migrants are actually contributing to the economy because they're spending X number of dollars. Well, where are they getting those dollars? If they're getting them through food stamps and welfare, then it's a zero-sum game. Now, the ex-European Parliament President, Martin Schulz, is worried that if Brexit is allowed to proceed, and there is no legal ground to block it at this point, that the EU could fall apart because they're already hearing from so many of these other countries. We want out. We want out. And he's chastising all these countries who are pointing the finger of blame at Brussels and saying, no, Brussels is fine, the euro is fine. You just failed your duty to the European Union. So the blame shift regatta is well and truly underway. Another story on the same topic from Sputnik News. Euroskeptics winning elections to have devastating impact on EU institutions. And they're looking specifically at the upcoming elections in France and the Netherlands and saying that if the Euroskeptics win those two elections, that could probably be it. It's only going to be a matter of time before the EU falls apart. Now, over in France, they 5 months ago, they built a center for de-radicalization because all these people are becoming radicalized. They're converting to Islam. They're becoming radical. So we need a center to de-radicalize them. It's been sitting there 5 months absolutely empty, and the French government is refusing to close it. And I read that story, and it reminded me of something that was happening back in the 1990s when the feministas were out there with this all men are rapists and so forth, and they got various colleges and universities to set up rape crisis centers, which allowed the people screaming about the rape crisis to have a paycheck without doing a whole heck of a lot for it other than sitting in the rape crisis center. And as it turned out, the vast majority of them were never used because there really wasn't a rape crisis going on. And again, there's a wonderful book called Who Stole Feminism by Christine Hobbs Summers. And she is a feminist herself. She's an equity feminist, as we all started out. And she basically documents on how the feminist movement was hijacked by politicians and opportunists and turned into gender feminism. The future is women, or the future is female, according to Hillary Clinton. And, you know, the men are rapists and all the rest of that other nonsense. And it made these opportunists incredibly rich. And they actually harmed the original intentions of feminism, equality, and instead of making women more self-assured and able to defend themselves and get along in society, it turned them into a new victim class. There were so many police departments that were sued for false arrest when they were arresting men for rape who had not actually done it. The end result was police departments were even less willing to believe women who'd really been raped out of fear that there would be a lawsuit down the road. Story coming out of Breitbart. Almost half of criminal suspects in Munich are non-Germans. Remember what I said about migration is a filtering mechanism. You're not getting the best of those source countries. You're getting the people who couldn't make it there. You're getting the people who are fleeing prosecution. Now, here's where it gets interesting. German Minister Wolfgang Schäuble has told Greece the only way their debts can be written off is if Greece leaves the Eurozone. So they're already out there saying, well, maybe we need to get rid of some of the member states of the Eurozone, the ones that are most seriously in debt, forgetting that much of Greece's debt was the result of this underhanded deal between Papandreou and Goldman Sachs to hide the scale of Greece's debt from the EU, and in the process wound up doubling it. And of course, Goldman Sachs made a small fortune off of this. We're going to do a quick shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, the city of Dayton, Ohio has officially reversed their sanctuary city policy. They had been a sanctuary city, and basically they've just rescinded it and saying that, yes, local police will cooperate fully with federal immigration authorities. The pushback has begun. According to a Harvard economist, 42% of immigrant households are now on public assistance. Those are actually very mild numbers compared to some that we had in a report last week. This idea that somehow open borders is going to help our economy is nonsense. We don't even have enough jobs for the legal American citizens. We have over 90 million American citizens willing and able to work who have not been able to find jobs for months or years. And we should not be allowing anybody in to compete for the available jobs until we have full employment of the American people. That everybody who wants a job has a job available, a good paying job, so they can start generating new wealth and pouring it back into the system. Now, here's a bizarre story about just how wacko political correctness has become. This is a story that is coming out of the CBS affiliate in Los Angeles, and they're talking about this woman in Orange County, Mary Campos. And she's like a million-mile flyer on United Airlines. She does a lot of travel on business. She gets all the perks and the cards. And apparently, she had pre-booked a nice seat for an upcoming flight. And as she got to the gate attendant took her boarding pass and gave her another one for a different seat, saying that her pre-booked seat was right next to what are described as two Pakistani monks who didn't want to sit next to a female. And so this woman is screaming she was being discriminated against on the basis of her gender, and she was. Because however they do things in Pakistan, these two Pakistanis are not in Pakistan, and we do not want to turn the United States of America into Pakistan. And it is very arrogant and rude for anybody to come into the United States of America and demand we change to their system of politics, society, religion. That's impolite. When I have gone to other countries to work during my film career, I made a point of learning as much of the language as I could and basically just respecting how things were done there. And not run around saying, well, in the United States, we would do this and we would do this, and why aren't you doing that? Because that was the image of the ugly American. And I'm wagging my finger rather firmly at United Airlines for pandering to this. And just, if they were going to do something, if these two Pakistani monks, and I never even heard of a Pakistani monk before, if they really didn't want to sit next to a female, they could wait for another airplane. They're the ones who should have changed their seats if they really felt they couldn't sit next to a woman. Not penalize the woman for their beliefs. That would have been the correct thing to do, is give these two monks the option of changing flights or changing seats. I hope she sues United, and I hope she wins. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Scott in Norfolk, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I just wanted to talk about 2 points, immigration and asset forfeiture. On the immigration side, there's a viral video going around that's excellent in describing how immigration can alleviate world poverty. If your listeners want to pull up on YouTube, immigration and gumballs, that'll pull up.
Oh, I've seen that. That's a wonderful one. I have to post that.
Isn't it great? It explains it perfectly. And the asset forfeiture, I just got done watching a video of our president meeting with the sheriffs from around the country. And it was an excellent meeting, and people want to pull that up, too. It was fantastic. These sheriffs tell the president, says, listen, we've been here many times, but normally we're sat down and we're talked to. No one asked us any questions. We're talked to about gun control and other things. And Trump finds out that none of them have ever been invited into the Oval Office, which is 10 feet away from where they're holding their meeting. And he tells the press, he says, you know, I've talked to heads of auto companies. They come in here in their meeting room, and I ask if they've ever been in the Oval Office, and they've never been invited in. But the reason I bring that up is there was one spot that I disagreed with when one of the sheriffs talked about asset forfeiture. They did not give Trump the correct problem with that. They didn't tell him that the police are using asset forfeiture, taking money away from innocent people.
Yeah, that was, I had a tremendous concern about that, where Trump should have done a little more due diligence on the issue, because, you know, obviously from the police departments that are profiting from all this civil forfeiture, they're going to say, oh, well, we're only targeting known criminals, we're taking away their money, so they can, we're taking away the proceeds of crime. And obviously it's not in these police officers' interests to admit that vast sums of money are being confiscated from law-abiding Americans who have not been charged with a crime, let alone convicted. And that does need to be put back in there. Now, the original intent of the civil forfeiture laws was to take the wealth away from drug dealers and money launderers and other criminals in order to shut their operation down. But the police departments are using it to basically bolster their budgets. And all it's going to take is a simple requirement that civil forfeiture cannot happen until somebody is convicted of a crime. And if you just put that little proviso in there, the abuse is going to go away.
And by attacking the person's assets before they have a chance to trial means they can't afford to be represented the proper way.
Yeah, well, that's part of the scam here. And what the police will generally do is they'll come on in, they'll grab all your money because you've got too much money. We think you may be using it for nefarious purposes. And then what they'll do is they'll come back in a few weeks and say, I'll tell you what, we'll give you back half of what we took as long as you sign this agreement that you will not go public and you will not sue us in court. And most people who are desperate to get their money back will go with that deal. But, I mean, it basically reduces the police forces of the United States of America down to the level of Sir Guy of Gisborne's tax collectors riding across the countryside stealing pigs and chickens and the occasional farmer's daughter with wild, reckless abandon.
Isn't it ironic, Michael, that our own federal government would not pass its own criminal background check to buy a gun?
Yeah.
If our federal government were a person, it would be somebody you would not want to be around. You would want that person in jail for torture.
Actually, I feel that way about the government as it is right now this second. I don't want to be around them. I don't want them around me. They're not welcome into my house for tea. And, yeah, a large number of them ought to be in jail.
But one last point I want to make. I have a lot of optimism about Trump's, what he's doing. And a lot of people that I work with, I have a lot of optimism. And some of it may be too much or it might be unjustified, but that optimism will feed on itself and create some momentum, whether it's justified or not. And I think that's going to pull our economy out of the pits that it's in right now. And I think it's just like what Reagan did with Morning in America. This is just what we needed.
Well, obviously, it would be better if Americans were more optimistic about the future, because that would give them the energy to do what needs to be done to make the changes that need to be made. But right now, we're dealing with a very skeptical population, made so by the obvious lies and frauds of the preceding administrations and the corporate media. So mere verbal video reassurance, I don't think is going to work. I think most Americans are waiting to see something substantive done that is going to result in a healthier economy, not for the money junkies, but for the American people. And again, we are still missing that mechanism by which the accumulated wealth at the top of the pyramid is recycled back down to the bottom to keep the system going. And if that is not restored, then this economy is going to implode, and there is not a thing that Donald Trump can do about it.
Well, if it does implode, I'd rather have him at the helm than our other options. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, we'll see. And I know Donald Trump is very busy, first 100 days and everything. But I think he needs to make a point the night before he has a meeting with like the police to talk about civil forfeiture. Just spend 10 minutes online and really look at the issues. I think in this regard, Donald Trump did not do his due diligence, or whoever he's got checking out these issues for him did not do the due diligence. For all we know, Trump's position paper on this matter was prepared for him by one of these Obama holdovers who want to make him look bad to the American people. And the sooner that Trump and Priebus clean that White House out of all these Obama-noids, the better it's going to be.
Well, Michael, you must be reading my mind, because I was going to bring that up. I wish he were on the net more. I wish he, because you can tell people whether they get their news from television or radio or newspaper, and those that do research on the internet and research the issue diligently. And I wish he was more internet savvy, because he could really dig deep into these issues and see the...
I agree with that again, because as I was saying all during the campaign, I'm very concerned that Donald Trump's view of the world is based on what he's been seeing in corporate media. Now, he knows corporate media lied about him during the campaign. I would say the very first time he takes a weekend off and goes out to Camp David, he needs to sit down and ask himself that question. What else has the corporate media been lying to me about all my life? And start unraveling that.
Things like the, one thing that gives me hope.
Israel.
But he's not. Yes, and in that, there was an interview he had with Bill O'Reilly where he mentioned that when he rode in the limo with Obama to the inauguration, he asked Obama what are the top three concerns, and Obama's number one concern surprised Trump. And Bill O'Reilly pressed, and he says, well, it was about a military of a nation that was a problem. And Bill O'Reilly pressed Trump to give him the name. He says, no, I'm not going to name that place, but it surprised me that it was the problem. And I can only think that that was Israel.
Well, a lot of presidents have made oblique references to the problem of Israel. When Richard Nixon was going through the whole Watergate scandal and the White House tapes were being made public, it was obvious that Nixon had a real problem with Israel tinkering with our government, and he was not very kind and polite in what at the time was a private discussion on the matter. Anyway, listen, Scott, need to let you go. We are now just getting word the Ninth Circuit Court has upheld the suspension of Trump's travel moratorium. So it's going to be it's on its way to the Supreme Court right now. Frankly, those judges on the appeals court bench are in violation of United States Title 8 law. They have basically set themselves above the law, and I think that everybody listening to this show needs to call their Congress critters and say, you better tell those judges to comply with the letter of the law or submit their resignations. Because it is very dangerous to have a judiciary that thinks they can override the president by ignoring and defying U.S. law. I'm going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And as we reported before we went to the commercial break, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has allowed the stay on Trump's travel moratorium to stay, to continue. And this is probably going to head to the United States Supreme Court. Unfortunately, under the rules, because it is an 8-member court at this time, if they split along liberal conservative lines and tie, then the lower court ruling would stand. The real issue right now is that because the borders are now wide open again to these countries that are hotbeds of terrorism, and even Syria's President Assad says they know some of the people coming from Syria to the United States are terrorists. They're going to be trying to come right now before this window is closed and the new vetting is put on in. So if there is a terror attack of any kind, we're going to blame it on that Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, who simply feel that they are above the laws of the United States of America, not to mention common sense. Apparently the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals bought into this idea that this travel moratorium was specifically targeting Muslims. Because after all, that's what The corporate media is telling them every single night. I'm almost ashamed that one of the judges is from here in Hawaii. All righty, getting on back here. Bill Kristol, boy, you'd think he would know better than to say things where he might be recorded. Weekly Standard editor Bill Kristol was at an event put on by the American Enterprise Institute Tuesday. And he joked, I hope this thing isn't being videotaped or ever shown anywhere. Wrong, because it was. And Bill Kristol literally came on out and said, the white working class ought to be deported because the immigrants are going to be more willing to work hard. Now, his image of immigrants working hard, it goes back to the 1930s. And the great migration to the United States, give us your tired, your poor, and so forth and so on. Where a great many immigrants did come to the United States and enjoyed a huge success. But it's a very different climate here right now. Obviously, George Soros, his hand is in here somewhere. He knows he doesn't have long to live, and he seems to be willing to spend all of his fortune to try and bring about this new world order, blur everybody together, knock down all the borders, and he doesn't care what chaos and horrors and privations it causes. I don't know if Soros has any heirs out there, but they got to be getting very, very nervous because from their point of view, if he spends all of his fortune on this push for the new world order, there won't be anything left for them. And heirs have been known to sue parents who are behaving bizarrely and losing the family fortune to protect their interests. I actually had personal contact with one of these bizarre lawsuits at one point. Well, I got to tell you, I think the rule of law is now officially dead, courtesy of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Common sense seems to be dead, courtesy of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And I imagine that Trump is very angry, and he has every right to be. Now, interestingly enough, Israel Shamir, in an article over at Dark Moon, has come on out saying the reason Israel is fully on board with flooding Europe and the United States with Muslims is to destroy Christianity, to hopefully get the Christians and Muslims killing each other off, to leave Israel in charge of the world. It's a little out there, but I'm not willing to dismiss it out of hand at this point. Okay, we're coming up on another commercial break, and when we come on back, we're going to be talking about education and some science issues and a bunch of other really cool things like that as well. So the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, there is a big stink brewing over in Illinois where the Chicago Public Schools officials sent home a letter with all 381,000 students blasting Governor Bruce Rauner and basically ignoring any role the Democrats played in the state's budget woes. And the letter basically says, Dear parents, Governor Bruce Rauner, just like President Trump, has decided to attack those who most need the help and accuses them of cheating children by supporting school choice. And the parents have fired back, saying that they don't feel it should be the position of a publicly funded school to engage in propagandizing the children as a means to propagandize the parents. And there's been a lot of letters written to the local TV station, WGN, that was reporting on this, saying this is inappropriate. These schools are supposed to be teaching these kids job skills that will allow them to take part in our economy, not indoctrinate them to support a particular political establishment. Now, down in Virginia, there's a big stink because the schools have these posters plastered all over, which are clearly pushing political correctness, like women's rights are human's rights. And parents are complaining, saying this is obviously a propaganda piece. And the Virginia school board is saying, no. This is just history, and it's not, it's not propaganda, and this is what we're here to teach the students. Well, obviously, that last one is very much true. But whatever happened to reading, writing, arithmetic, science, engineering, chemistry, physics? Now, I understand public schools have always engaged in a small amount of propaganda in between the classes for the students. That's what that whole Prussian model of public schooling was all about. But in this case, the propaganda has swelled to overwhelm the entire educational system to the point where these kids are simply not getting an education that is going to help them in life. Now, in New York City, there is a big stink because parents who are homeschooling are being reported to Child Protective Services. Now, in New York, if you want to homeschool, there's a whole paper process you have to go through. And parents who have gone through that process, dotted every I, crossed every T, are being visited by Child Protective Services under the crime of educational neglect. And it turns out what was going on was the New York City school system decided to consolidate all of the applications for homeschooling, because apparently there are a lot of them, in a single office that was understaffed, underfunded, and they're not processing the paperwork in a timely manner. So the schools go on recording the child's absence as an attendance problem. And after so many missed classes, they're reported automatically to Child Protective Services. And this is a form of harassment. The public schools have become a disaster. They're being used as indoctrination centers to the exclusion of education. The education is based on Common Core, which is itself a process of indoctrination. They've completely misrepresented the Bill of Rights to those children. And parents want out. And the public schools are saying, no, your child belongs to us. We can't let any children go. It'll reduce our funding. And so that's what's going on over there. Now, down at Texas State University, student senators recently introduced a bill that basically ended the idea of a safe space. And predictably, the snowflakes and buttercups screaming, it's detrimental, we must have our safe spaces. And it's a nationwide trend. How dare you go against the flow? But the student senators are saying, look, when these kids leave our university, they're going to have to function in the real world where you don't get safe spaces. You don't get offense-free environments. And we have a responsibility to train these kids to live and work and function in the real world, not in this fantasy land glass bubble that they want to live in. So the student senators are absolutely right. And of course, what all this political correctness, safe space nonsense is about is an attack on freedom of speech. You cannot have freedom of speech and an offense-free environment. Because when you're telling the truth about somebody who's got something to hide or who wants to lie, they're going to come out and say, I'm offended. And the proper response ought to be offended. I don't care. Nothing happens to you when you get offended. You don't get a disease. Parts of your body don't drop off. The real world is full of things that people are going to find offensive. You need to grow a thick hide and buy a crash helmet. One clue about why these snowflakes are the way they are is revealed by a survey where apparently all of these buttercups and snowflakes and crybaby liberals that are used to fill the crowds out at all these Soros-funded left-wing rallies, It turns out 92% of them are still living at home with mother and will live with mother into adulthood. Because mother gives me a safe space. Mother will protect me. These are all Peter Pan. They don't want to grow up. They want to be protected little innocent children. Just believe what they want to believe. And that is a disservice to these kids. It's just like those student senators down in Texas are saying. The responsibility of higher education, of any education, is rightly to teach these kids, these students, how to function in the real world. If these university students graduate and they go on out into the job market and human resources are asking them questions about, you know, have you had a drug conviction? What's your orientation? Or well, they can't do that when there's a law against that. What's the student going to do? I'm offended by that question. I refuse to answer. Is they're going to get a job? Employers do not want to hire anybody who's going to be a constant headache of whining and crying and, oh, my office space is uncomfortable, the coffee is too bitter, I'm offended by the calendar over in this other guy's office. They got enough problems trying to run a profitable business. By the way, last year the number of American citizens renouncing their U.S. citizenship has hit an all-time high. People are getting out while the getting is good. Now then, let's talk about the Oroville Dam spillway. This is a problem. Now, of course, the official pronouncement from California is there's no real threat. It's going to be okay. Now, first of all, you need to understand that the Oroville Dam is the tallest earthen dam in the world. It's the second largest dam on planet Earth after Aswan. And if you look at the video of the water that is flowing across the collapsed portion of the spillway, you can see on the far side of the spillway where the embankment is already starting to collapse. Because all the way down from the dam, it's all green and grass and stuff to hold the soil in place. And then when it gets to the break, it's all raw soil, fresh breaks. And when you look at the video down where the spillway is pouring out into the river, you can see a brown stain where it's contaminating. So what's going on here is the water going through that over that break is already undermining the soil from adjacent sections of the spillway and also outside the spillway on that far side by the embankment. Now, there is a little room left in the dam right now where they can shut the spillway to try and do repairs. But if that dam were to collapse, and there have been concerns about it even before the spillway broke, it would wipe out the city of Oroville. Now, behind all of this is a glaring reality that we must face, and Donald Trump's going to have to face it. The nation's infrastructure has been neglected in order to pay for all these wars. And it is all starting to fail. Not just the spillway at Oroville. The whole Western irrigation system is only delivering one-third of the water it was originally designed and built. There are water main breaks. There are cracks in the aqueduct that are dumping huge amounts of fresh water, usable water, in places where it's not needed. And we're reaching a point where we're not going to be able to stay ahead of it. Now, Donald Trump is talking about infrastructure programs, obviously repairing, reinforcing dams and bridges would be a good place to start. I would strongly suggest that Donald Trump use his authority as president to order the Treasury to issue a currency for the infrastructure projects rather than borrowing it at interest from the Federal Reserve. Simply by doing that, according to Ellen Brown, the cost of the infrastructure projects will be cut in half. That's how much the private central banks make off of any government project. By the time it's paid off years down the road, they're making more money off of the project than the people who actually do it. If you want an eye-opening exercise, get at your mortgage and look at the principal that was loaned to you and then calculate how much interest you will pay over the term of the mortgage, usually about 30 years, and you will find out the bank makes more money off your house than the people who built it or the person who sold it to you. This compound interest over decades gives the bankers the lion's share of the wealth of the nation. That has to be brought under control. And yes, any president who stands up to the private central bankers does so at risk to life and limb. If you have not read my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, it's up at the little submenu at the very top, and I advise you to read it. I've gotten emails from people all over who've read the article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, and they all say the same thing. All of a sudden, American and world history makes sense. They can see the pattern of all these events in history are not isolated occurrences. They are all part of this ongoing process of the deliberate debt enslavement of the human race by the private central bankers, and all it costs them is ink and paper and computers and the bribes to the appropriate corrupted politicians. That's it. Private central banking is not about money. It's not about banking. It is about enslavement and control. Rule by compound interest. And it's no more legitimate a form of governance than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. And like those former failed systems, it only works as long as you allow yourself to be brainwashed into thinking this is the way life is supposed to be. And it isn't. Our nation started with a completely different economic system where the government created its own money, spent it into circulation to buy what the government needed. The currency would flow through society, powering commerce without accruing any interest to a private central bank, and then was taxed back at the end in the same amount to balance the books and close the cycle. It's a wonderful system. It works really well for the nation and its people, and that's why the private central bankers hate it. And they hate it so much they're willing to assassinate leaders and start world wars to keep you their debt slaves. And behind this push for a new world order and a global government is a plan for a global private central bank to entrap the entire human race as debt slaves until the end of time, whenever we go extinct for whatever reason. And it amounts to little more than an attempt to end the idea of a republic or a democracy and reimpose feudalism as a governing model over the human race. Now, over in Kansas, somebody tried to organize a rally against campus carry, which is in the news there because of all these school shootings. The rally against campus carry drew a grand total of just 15 people. I think Americans are really fed up with all this gun grabber nonsense. Even today, we're with this immigration issue. We're always hearing we shouldn't judge all the Muslims by the few crazies. Isn't it time that gun owners got the same deal? But we don't. Anytime there's a mass shooting by somebody whose brain is melted on prescription antidepressants, what's the first thing we hear? We have to take guns away from everybody. We have to punish the law-abiding gun owners. You don't need guns. At the very least, we need guns to protect our homes against the skyrocketing crime in a nation where the average wait time for a 911 call is running about 18 minutes. What are you going to do to somebody who's breaking into your house to rape your wife and steal all your wealth? Sit down. Let me make you some coffee. We got to wait 18 minutes before the cops show up. Don't think they're going to go along with that one here. All righty. We're going to grab a phone call. Gaither, I guess, in Oklahoma. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your name? On your mind?
Hello. It's Gaither, but I got Gaither. An idea on the infrastructure. Infrastructure deal is... It helped the economy. I live out in rural Oklahoma, and everybody here has got tons of tool steel and steel rotting and rusting in their yard. Have a recycle, recover our own steel, remelt it down, and build our bridges. That way, these people that have this stuff, it'd be worth some money. We could recover it. You know what I mean? It's just, there's a million little ways I see as I walk through life that we can help right now. bring money right now to these people that don't have any money, and then the transfer money, and then, you know what I mean? I can see a recovery happening fast if we use what we have now. And we don't need bankers. We need to just get the steel price right, fire these plants up, and start recovering our own stuff and building this. What do you think?
It's a very, very good idea, and certainly during World War II, there were metal drives. Give us your excess steel and copper and so forth, because they needed them for the bullets there. And again, I want to reiterate, my criticisms against private central banks do not extend to the normal depositor bank in your hometown, which collects together excess cash from the general population in the form of savings accounts and then organizes it into large masses that can be used for business development and expansion for the good of the community. That kind of bank, an honest depositor bank, is necessary and essential to a community.
But that would stimulate the local banks, you know what I mean? Because, that'd be local money these guys collect. And we just have the federal government subsidize. Oh, I'm sorry, Mike.
Okay, yeah, we got to let you go and take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, as you know, Donald Trump has set up a vaccine safety commission. It's being chaired by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a well-respected critic of vaccines. We're already seeing the pushback. In the corporate media, there's vaccines are wonderful, vaccines are safe. You should. Amazingly enough, somebody actually bought a billboard on Interstate 40 near Amarillo, Texas, that simply says vaccines can cause autism. So we're seeing a lot of grassroots coming out of this. Now, anytime somebody tells you vaccines are safe and you shouldn't worry about them, you can always remind them of the 1976 swine flu debacle, where the vaccine killed 50 times as many people as the swine flu itself did. You can point them at the CDC data that the measles vaccine has killed more people than measles has. And more recently, there was this 2009, remember the When Pigs Fly flu pandemic. GlaxoSmithKline were selling Pandemrix vaccine all over Europe. And it triggered an epidemic of narcolepsy and cataplexy. And all of these people sued. And the government, because it had mandated these vaccines, so, well, you know, sovereign immunity, we can't be held liable for the mistake. And apparently the courts disagreed because the high court has rejected a government appeal to block the payments. And so now these people who were harmed by this vaccine are going to get some compensation, probably nowhere near enough. Robert F. Kennedy has come on out pointing to a team of researchers from the Yale School of Medicine and Penn State College of Medicine who have found a link between the timing of the vaccines and the onset of certain brain disorders in children, which, by the way, is a point that is made in the documentary Vaxxed. That when your kids are vaccinated is a major, major factor. The earlier the vaccines are applied, the more likely there is to be neurological damage. Now, over in India, their government has now shut down the Gates Foundation program, citing their concerns of the Gates Foundation and Bill Gates' personal fortune to big pharmaceutical companies. And with Gates out there pushing vaccines on everybody, it's time to ask, how much stock in pharmaceutical corporations does Bill and Melinda Gates own? So, story coming out of governmentslaves.info. Many people are now questioning the accuracy of food research, food safety research, due to the exposure of financial ties between the researchers and the food companies. The whole system is really corrupt. The whole system is really corrupt. These researchers own stocks in these companies. Remember what we said about CDC and vaccines? They own more than 20 patents on vaccines from which they make $4.5 billion every year. Do you think they're going to be honest in admitting that vaccines might actually cause harm? Of course not, because dollars are more important than human beings in the United States of America. All right, there's the music. It's time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, with the lovely Lady Claire in hour number three. So until then, stay informed, stay skeptical, make good choices, and aloha, America.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to absapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to absapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at absapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.